नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
Thousands of kilometers away in Bihar, where its allies partner Janata Dal United advised the Narendra Modi government to focus on issues related to farmers and rural sectors. After the Shiv Sena, an embattled BJP partner in Maharashtra, declaring the mandate by people of Gujarat as a moral victory for the Congress, the JDU has come up with its own advice. The party has sought from the central government an increased focus on rural sector, as the BJP performed poorly in the rural areas of Gujarat. For more on that, let's link and read. The Home Ministry has told the Parliament that only one case of lynching was registered in the country between January 2016 and July 2017. India's Pen, a data journalism platform, recorded 8 lynching deaths in 2016 alone in 24 hate crimes. Muslims accounted for 43% of the victims, followed by Dalits at 34%. In 2017, the number of such incidents rose to 37, with 11 deaths, it reported. Muslims accounted for 61% of the victims. To get more info on that, there is a link and you know the drill. As reports continue to emerge from across the country on seven deaths related to starvation, the government, in a reply to a question in Lok Sabha, has stated that there has been no reported incident in the last 5 years. The centre also said that media reports on such deaths were not substantiated. To know more, there is a link below. Sunny Leone has decided not to appear for the New Year bash in Bengaluru thanks to a cocktail of mob threat, police in action and political chicanery. He was to perform at a New Year party with Kannada DJs, rappers and other local musicians. Since the police of Bengaluru have publicly said that they will not be able to ensure mine and all who attend safety for my New Year's event, my team and I feel safety of the people should always come first. Therefore, I cannot attend, he tweeted. To know more about that, well, there's a link. Read. Congress's bid to wrest power from BJP in Gujarat assembly elections depended largely on the rural seats, support from partidars, minorities, and farmer communities. While it failed in getting a majority, a post-result survey by Lok Neeti has projected that Congress did, in fact, managed to get a substantial vote share from the communities it had earlier banked upon during the elections. The party saw major gains in its vote share from the BJP's most loyal vote bank, Patel community, which constitutes 12 to 14% of Gujarat's population. To know more about that, well, the drill is simple. There's a link to click and read. Moving ahead. The Hindu Jagran Manch has sent letters to the management of all schools in Aligarh, warning them against celebrating Christmas and threatened it would be at their own risk if they still go ahead with the planned functions. Well, there's a link. Click and read more about this news. A firebrand partidar leader with age on his side, Congress's Paresh Dhanani, is set to shoulder bigger responsibilities in a party and possibly the Gujarat Assembly. While many stalwarts of the grand old party ending up on the loser list in the 2017 Gujarat Assembly elections, the 41-year-old came out on top in his fight against BJP's Bapu Undhar in the partidar-dominated Amreli district of Saurashtra. To know more about this firebrand partidar leader, there's a link. Click and read. A driverless Delhi Metro train on the Magenta line crashed into a wall during the trial run at Colony Kunj depot in the city. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, has ordered a high-level inquiry into the incident. Prima facie, it appears to be a case of human error and negligence, and appropriate action will be taken after the inquiry, read the statement from DMRC. To know more about this incident, well, you know the drill, right? A Bharatiya Janata Party lawmaker from Madhya Pradesh feels that Virat Kohli lacks nationalism, so he opted for an offshore destination wedding. To know more about that news, there's a link. Click and read. You agree or disagree? The people of Gujarat have spoken. Basically, to say they'll stick with BJP for now. So, can Congress remake itself enough to change the voters' minds sometime in the future? Well, yes, going by the example of Britain's Labour Party, there are three key takeaways for Congress from British Labour's metamorphosis. And to know what these three key takeaways are, there's a link. Read. Old guards within Congress as well as UPA were more comfortable in dealing with Sonia than Team Rahul. Some like Mamata Banerjee, Lalu Yadav and Sitaram Yechuri have made no bones about it. So even while the UPA crown awaits Rahul Gandhi, it brings with it the thorn of regional satraps. To know more, there's a link down below. And finally, on the reel. Political reporter Uday Singh Rana travelled all over the state of Gujarat over the last month. Here in the video, he enlists the factors that he thought affected the outcome of the Gujarat Assembly election. Well, to watch the video, there's a YouTube link down below. Just click and watch. So that's all, folks. That was it. The Daybreak. For more information, for more news, for more crazy kick-ass stuff, log on to our website, news18.com. And yes, till the time we meet again, it's your host, Bacha, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.